Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and to our Consistency 365 series. I'm Elizabeth Benton. Wanted to share with you a conversation that I had inside the Consistency course the other day. One of my clients was sharing that one of her keys to consistency is her daily workouts. And they are a tremendous mood booster for her. She's been doing them in the morning, and that makes the first half of the day so much easier in terms of her choices. Because her mood is elevated, she sees a correlation between that and good choices. But what she was finding is that later in the day, that mood boost wasn't sustained to the degree that it was in the morning. And so her evening and afternoon choices were struggling a little bit. And she asked herself, well, what could I do to experience that same mood lift at the end of the day that I have in the beginning of the day? She decided to add in a second workout. And she found that that second workout boosted her mood in a similar way. And with that elevated mood, she was finding it easier to make great choices in the afternoon. And she asked me to weigh in. She said, what do you think about this, Elizabeth? And I said, well, first, if you've found something that works for you, and it's making you feel good, and it's adding to your consistency, kudos to you, and thank you for sharing. The way that I think about it is, I don't want to be chasing that mood elevation in order to have consistency. Because the truth is that most things don't permanently elevate our mood, right? It's intermittent. It has a shelf life. And if you do something that boosts your mood for an hour or 3 hours or a day, not only can you not count on that effect around the clock, but you also can't count on that effect for the hour or the 3 hours to last for as long as the activity does. Most things kind of dull over time. And I don't want my consistency to be reliant on my mood. I don't want to feel like I'm chasing things to make me feel a certain way, because if I feel that way, consistency is easier. To me, consistency is about operating no matter what my mood is. If I'm up, if I'm down, if I'm frustrated, if I'm excited, if I'm feeling motivated or I'm feeling unmotivated, I don't want to see very much in the way of variation of my habits. That's not to say that you shouldn't seek things that put you in a certain emotional state where choices feel easier. You absolutely can, but I don't want anybody to be reliant on that. So I'm sharing this with you today to pose the question, what does it look like today to come at consistency from the standpoint of it being independent of mood? That even if you're stressed, you will execute this way. Even if you're tired or sad or angry or happy or celebratory or whatever, that you will keep the line steady for your choices. Again, it's great to find things that put you in an emotional state that make it feel easier, whether that's music or prayer or meditation or exercise or any number of things. But I don't want anybody to think that there is an emotional state prerequisite for consistency. That is actually a recipe for inconsistency. So find opportunities today to practice being consistent in different states of mood. What does it look like to be consistent when you're frustrated at work? What does it look like to be consistent when you're feeling short-tempered with your kids? What does it look like to be consistent when you're in a great mood after a workout? And pursue that stability of behavior and habit and choice, regardless of fluctuations in your mood. I'll see you tomorrow.